Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. The Great Monkeypox Vaccine Experiment. This is my column of 3rd of November 2022 for Unity News Network. As if we'd not learned our lessons from the great disaster that's been the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, we're about to do it again with a vaccine for monkeypox of unknown efficacy. As recently as 3rd of October, CNN reported globally there have been more than 68,000 monkeypox cases and 25 confirmed cases in the current outbreak, according to the World Health Organization, which translates to a negligible infection fatality rate of 0.036. Hardly a global emergency yet. The Daily Mail shot from Global Health Now, GHN, the newsletter of the panicmongers general of the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, a combination of words that should strike fear into the hearts of any thinking person, of 2nd of November is headed, "Monkeypox is still an emergency." A link is provided to an article from Business Day about the Democratic Republic of Congo, the DRC, where monkeypox has long been endemic headed. In an alarmist tone, desperate DRC patients suffer without shots in monkeypox outbreak, and claims that more than 130 have died in poor African countries where many lack quick access to health facilities or are unaware of the dangers. Yet another article from Reuters, based on the same sources as the Business Day article of 31st October, emphasises the Africa CDC says that Congo has more than 4,000 suspected and confirmed cases and 154 deaths this year. I'm unable to reconcile these figures, which are clearly conflicting. Either the figures for the current global monkeypox outbreak do not include the figures for Africa, suggesting that they hardly matter as much as the lives in the developed countries, or someone is making stuff up. But it's also hard to understand why GHN and Reuters would report the figures from Africa separately, until you read the articles. This is about vaccines and the supposedly dire need for them in Africa. The Reuters piece points out at the end of the article that of the human interest people they mention in their article, none of them had access to vaccines or antiviral drugs. These have been snapped up by the greedy West. The Business Day piece really lays on thick, quoting a local resident in DRC who says, "We demand government provides medicines for us poor farmers and the vaccine to fight this disease," and a nurse who says if there's a vaccine, it's us who should have it. If there is a treatment, it's us who should have it. Another says we want there to be a vaccination campaign. To these people I would say be careful what you ask for. If Mr. Bill Gates and his vaccine-obsessed cronies hear their call, they will soon have more vaccines than food. Gates and co. will be only too keen to sell them a medical pup. They should bear in mind that there are currently two approved vaccines for monkeypox, both with alphabet soup names, the Jynneos and ACAM 2000, and here is what the CDC in the USA has to say about them. No data are currently available on the clinical efficacy or effectiveness of Jynneos or ACAM 2000 for monkeypox disease. In other words, nobody knows if these vaccines work, but it must be nice for the vaccine arm of Big Pharma to have a large and willing population in which monkeypox is endemic on which to experiment.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.